Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved angels, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you now.
You know, this is such an extraordinary moment because we are talking right now on the equinox. It is the equinox of March 2016. Fabulous energy, great time to be communicating. And today we're going to talk about something even more, I think, really, really relevant. And it's about how to stop hiding, start living, and the freedom of being.
Absolutely. Stop hiding. Hey, there's a good start. Start living sounds even better.
It does. Especially when we're in this harmonic energy right now.
I'll tell you, this is important. Yeah, we are at a beautiful solstice experience on this wonderful planet. And this spirit experience is sort of like an expanding balloon. There's a ripening. There's a fullness that's coming forward and affecting literally everybody and everything.
Yes.
And the question is, what are you going to be full of? Meaning, how will you use this propulsion? Is it going to propel your fears? Is it going to propel your doubts? Is it going to propel you to live your dreams?
Well, you know, Shri, I think what's important here is to talk about there's an energy of confusion out there on the planet right now. And this energy of confusion, I mean, how many of you, I'm sure a lot of you are going, oh yeah, got that. You know, there's this energy of be afraid.
Yeah.
Be confused, doubt, you know, who, what am I going to think? What am I supposed to think? You know, how do I think? There's all of these energies that are presenting on the planet right now. And the reality is that if you are caught in what we've been calling the planetary thought body, this third dimensional alignment, then this is a moment, especially in the middle of March. This is a very intense, energetic moment. For many people right now, this weekend, they're really making a decision. And it's basically, am I going to be stuck in the chaos or am I going to be free to be? And this is why this is such an important show, because you can either dive in and hide, and the hiding is going to be kind of uncomfortable. That room's going to feel kind of small. Or you can start living that freedom of being and say, you know what? Enough is enough. I've had enough of the fear. I've had enough of the chaos. I've had enough of the confusion. I am ready to ignite my life. Now, you know, Shri, speaking of igniting our lives, the lines are open. And so I don't even know if we have any lines left, guys. But if we do, call in before they fill up. Remember, you can call us toll-free at 888-627-6008. And you can listen to the show while you're holding. And of course, you can call in, ask for a mini soul reading, ask Shri and I a question, or simply say hello. We love it all.
We like that. And I want to talk a little bit about the chaos. So
I love it. Shri wants to talk about chaos.
Because sometimes chaos is misunderstood. You say, oh, no, I don't have chaos. Oh, okay. So you're just mildly confused.
Okay.
Because chaos is the energy of disconnect. Chaos is the energy of disrespect.
Mm.
And chaos is the energy of discord.
Wow.
So consider for a moment, do you have chaos in your life? Well, are there those that are confronting you that are disrespecting the flow that you're in? Or are there energies bombarding upon you that don't feel discordant, that are not lifting and supporting you, or you're resisting them because of an inner chaos?
Well, you know, Shri, I'm listening to that. And what about the chaos of doubt that forces you to be like, okay, hey, I've got other issues going on here?
Well, that's right, because doubt is the ultimate sand hill, meaning you can't stand on that earth. You'll keep slipping.
Okay.
And so if there's doubt in your life, all you're doing is second guessing yourself and undermining your peace.
Mm.
So this doesn't mean to be blind to what's so. It means to trust yourself.
Right.
And as new data comes in, you do a course correction. It has nothing to do with doubt. It has to do with ever refining truth.
Well, you know, Sri, this ever refining truth is not elusive. You know, so many people so often ask, you know, how do I find this? Or how do I know? And am I really on the right path? Or how do I stay on the right path? And especially in this time of hiding. Because let's face it, you know, even though we live in a world where social media has made being seen, and I want to talk about the difference of transparency and being seen. It's one thing to, you know, take a photo of yourself every day and post it on your Facebook, but it's another to be seen. It's another to be transparent. It's another to be visible from the level of your authentic beingness versus an illusion that's created around a perpetuating stereotype of density.
Mm-hmm. So let's consider for a moment, do you want to be seen?
That's a great question. You know, guys, and Sri's asking that with all sincerity. Do you want to be seen? And I think that it's important to draw the line. Are you visible?
Well, are you visible? It directly ties to do you want to be seen, because some people say I want to be seen, but they're invisible. So their behavior is contrary to their proclaimed intention. You know, many times I remember running into this back in my dating years, those days.
His pre-K days.
This was before Kira. This is true. And I remember I went to a new town and I was talking to another healer in this town. And I just said, boy, I don't know. I'm not seeing a lot of single women. And this gal who was looking at me as the friendly newcomer looked at me and said, good heavens, they're everywhere. You're just not seeing them. They're everywhere. And you know what? She was right. Because I was in the space at that moment in my life of not being seen. So I couldn't see clearly either. And so I offer that as a little sharing, because what happens is as we love ourselves, as we are willing to find partners who want to enjoy what we enjoy, then being visible is important.
And yet, sometimes we feel we can only be seen or be visible in certain situations. And that's one of the things we want to talk about today is what we call the Naked Truth Freedom Experience, the NTFE, the Naked Truth Freedom Experience.
I want some horns. I want some deep bass guitar, because it's the Naked Truth Freedom Experience.
A little bit of dancing.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. And you know, because really, Sri, it's important to recognize that how often do we hide from ourselves? How often do we hide from each other? How often do we hide because there's a part of us that says, yeah, you can see this aspect of me. And this goes back to what I was talking about earlier as far as that.
Putting on a good face.
Well, huh? that social media face, right? Uh-huh. You know, here I am doing this, here I am doing that. But the truth of me is hidden over here. And it's that incongruence that perpetuates stereotypes, that keeps us going on a trail where we have one more, another relationship, but it's the same relationship kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, similar in a new package.
Or exactly, or a new job that turns out to be the old job. What is it that keeps us from really being clear to be? And this is a very powerful question. Now, you know, speaking about being clear to be, we have all these beautiful people holding on. And remember, you can give us a call right here at the show if you want to get it connect in. But Sri, I think maybe we should be clear and say hello to some of these amazing beings.
Absolutely. We're going to do that. Let's just go to the top of the list here and say hi to Kathy from Colorado.
Namaste. Hey, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Namaste. Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, gosh. Thanks. So I guess, I mean, I have a lot of questions, but maybe I'll just pick one. I think maybe I'd like a reading on my health. And I recently tried some LED light therapy, and that seemed to help. And I kind of got excited about maybe going into that as a business. So I wanted some feedback about that.
Well, first of all, I love that you're asking, and perfect that you're calling in today, you know, when we're talking about clarity and really allowing ourselves to go out there, you know, to make a choice to live our truth. You are a mm-hmm. being that resonates beautifully with the energy. It's so funny. The words they're wanting me to give you is you resonate with the energy of energy, meaning that there's this alchemical presence in you that's able to transform things. And so I'm absolutely delighted that you rediscovered LED light therapy. And yeah, there's a lot of beautiful gifts and a lot of wonderful new protocols. And if your heart is saying, yeah, I'm resonating with this and this resonates with me, then the key is, and this is what this group around you wants you to hear, which by the way are very light, I mean very crystalline. They're saying that if you choose to dive into the world where we exist, then move forward with confidence. Do not be afraid and do not be hesitant. In other words, if you're going to do it, then do it. Get out there, make it a business, treat it seriously, let people know what you're doing, be seen. You know, I love that you're calling today. And yeah, this is a very resonant. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Go ahead.
No, many blessings and good luck with how that goes for you. Well,
okay.
You know, one of the things that's really important for all of us to remember is that sometimes we get a moment of passion, and that moment of passion inspires us to lift into new visibility, mm-hmm. a new course of action, and perhaps even a new state of being.
Well, you know, I love that, Sri, because oftentimes we think about vulnerability, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If I'm going to be passionate, if I'm going to move forward, if I'm going to do something, oh my goodness, I might be vulnerable. Or what if something happens? And the key is that vulnerability can actually become one of our greatest assets.
Well, absolutely, because when we're vulnerable, I'd like you to just consider what that really means is we're available.
Oh, I love that. That's so true.
You're not weak. You're simply sensitive. You're available.
Yeah.
And in that vulnerability, in that availability, there's exquisite discernment. There's an opportunity to be right on the leading edge of whatever is going on in that moment that you're occupying. And so that vulnerability will inform you. The other thing that informs us is the passion. You know, when you feel that that energy of excitement come in, whether it's like our caller who was thinking of a new business, or if it's some other form of passion, when you feel that come in, one of the keys is to know whether or not that's authentic for you. Now, what I mean by that is, it's one thing to be excited; it's another thing to be passionate. And excitement is the energy of anticipation, and passion is the energy that's connected to your heart and soul.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
And so it's fun when you have them both. However, always when you're going to make a big decision, you want the passion active. You know, the excitement is pretty ephemeral. It'll come and it'll go. But right now, I want to say congratulations. If your heart is stimulated in any fashion, then be with that, cook with that, and let the passion carry you to the next step.
Ooh, well, you know what? I'm going to let my passion carry me to the next caller.
Next caller.
All right. So our next caller is Kathleen on line two. And Kathleen's from up there in Canada. We love Canada. Namaste, Kathleen.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Oh, great. Okay, because my name is Catherine, and when you said Kathleen, I thought maybe it was somebody else, but I'm very pleased that it's me.
My sincere apology.
Oh, no worries. I'm thrilled that it's me. I'm just loving, absolutely loving this topic that you're covering, and I hope that you will cover it more extensively in the future, because it's just such a key topic. And so thank you very much. I know that this year is a year of change for me, and the theme of visibility has been very present for me, because I feel that up until now I've sort of been hiding. But interestingly enough, I wanted to let go of the job that I'm in this year And I just found out now from my landlord that I need to move from the house where I am. So it's putting me in a little bit of an odd situation, because now I have to think of, well, where do I move? And, you know, how does that all tie in with leaving my job and starting something else, and meeting a beautiful partner to journey with? So if you could give me some guidance, soul reading around that, I would just love that. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, first of all, Angel, thank you for the honor of asking. Truly, my heart is just so big and so grateful. And the reason I love that you got through today, I mean, I really do, is almost like the situation with your house. The universe has already, it's funny, everything's been laid out for you. I mean, everything has been laid out for you. And this is why you're being almost pushed. It's like you're aware of everything that has to happen. And so the house being, I mean, obviously the place where we try to hold our safety and our container, the house being said, okay, it's time for you to leave, is actually perfect timing. It's because you're having to do that now that everything else is going to fall into place. They're saying that you need to be thinking in terms of weeks, not months, on your momentum. And that what that means is that get clear on the decisions you want to make, the order that makes sense for you, and then move everything up. Literally, move everything up from where you thought you were going to be going, and that will make everything easier. They're also saying that once you open the door, all of the other doors will open, and it begins with this new location where you're going to be living. It's like, and by the way, you're going to love where you're going. The minute you open that door, the minute you make that step, everything else will fall in place. And they're saying all you need to do is spread out your arms and trust that we have you, and everything will unfold. And so it is. I'm really grateful you got through today, my angel. Namaste.
Thank you. Do you see where that place is by any chance, Kira?
You know, the only thing that they're showing me is water. They just keep showing me lots and lots of water. You know, at one point I thought it was an ocean. Then it looks more like a big lake. But this water energy is very visible in this place. And so that's the only thing I can share with you, because it feels very tangible water. Like, it doesn't feel like etheric water to me, but there's definitely this energy of water. And so that's the only thing I can share with you.
Thank you so much. Blessings to both of you, and much love.
And to you. Namaste.
Beautiful indeed. You know, one of the things I want to kind of underscore, because this is actually a serious discernment, is the idea of being seen means that I'm comfortable with myself. It means I accept, you know, it means I accept myself.
I love me.
And we're hoping it's more than that grandiosity of,
exactly,
of aren't I special,
right,
to the
this
place.
This is not the Kardashian view.
and that can actually be very easy as soon as we understand who I am, who you are. And what I mean by that is your authenticity, who you really are, is not your personality. And so often our personality self is filled with so many doubts and criticisms and limiting beliefs and all that kind of stuff, thinking, oh, there's something wrong with me, I'm fundamentally flawed, and therefore no one really wants to know me. You know, all those, you can spiral into all kinds of negative thoughts that are all based upon the wounded child, mm-hmm, aspect, that personality self. When we mature a little bit, and as you're listening to a show like this, you obviously have an awakening to your soul's energy, and that your soul is your true authenticity. Well, your soul is your divinity. There's no apologies there.
I love that, Sri. There is no apology for your divinity. I love that.
And so as we just relax and breathe, bring your hand to your heart and say, I am. Mm. I am. I trust myself. Well, then, okay, it's not so hard to be seen. because I'm the divine in form.
I love that. It also means that you open yourself to seeing the divine in others, right?
Exactly.
I love that.
And when we start practicing that, when we bring those positive declarations and that positive attitude into our daily life, we'll start associating with other people who also are living from that place. It's like magnetism. And that's really how we get on the Naked Truth Freedom Experience.
I love that. Get on your Naked Truth Freedom Experience. I love it.
It's because we align with the authenticity of our true self, our soul.
You know, and why are we so afraid of that? Why are so many people afraid of that? Because that really is the key. It's we're almost afraid to align with our soul. Because think about it. You've got density, of course, and density really doesn't want you to become soul-based. Density likes you kind of trapped in the fear, in the doubt, in the
lack
chaos.
Lack and limitation. And a credit limit that'll help you buy solutions for all that lack and limitation.
Or a credit definition, one way or the other. But you know, one of the things, Sri and I, it's such a powerful moment, guys. And I want to digress for a moment because March 2016, regardless of when you're listening to this show, March 2016 is all about the energy of beingness, right? To be, to really claim that, to set things into action, to not let things go static. This is a very powerful month of sowing seeds. And this is, quite frankly, guys, for the rest of the year, although in April, right around the corner, everything you put into motion in March will, it's going to be like amazing flowers popping through the land in April. And this is a very exciting and amazing gift. And so when the gift of this fruition of our seeds in action comes forward, you really have to get clear. And what you have to get clear about is, am I igniting my ascension process or am I igniting my density digging? Because to be is to either be from the third dimension. Remember, we're in this twinning earth experience. So you can be in density or you can be in the fifth dimension and higher frequencies. But either way, you are igniting and everything's in motion. This is why it's such a powerfully critical moment.
And I'm hunching you're going to find it the most satisfying if you line up with your soul's energy.
Or you probably wouldn't be listening to our show.
Be congruent with that. Be that spiritual being that you really are. Because as we foundationalize there, then we can ignite our birthright as a divine attractor. And part of that is a topic that's really near and dear to our hearts. We are offering a wonderful journey into igniting your ascended abundance.
Now, you know, guys, I really encourage you. This is a program that Sri and I have synthesized all the blessed teachings that were given to us, these sacred spiritual alchemical processes that are so far beyond the law of attraction. We are talking about igniting ascended abundance in a way that anchors your soul and frees you to manifest in incredible ways. And this is just a two-journey program with us. It's in May. And believe it or not, we're almost full. We only just announced this a couple days ago. Go to sriandkira.com. It's a whopping $22. Register. Get your friends to register because take action in March. Allow it to blossom. And in May, we're going to ignite that ascended abundance in ways that will just blow your mind.
Yeah, it's truly a fabulous way to turbocharge not only your spiritual awareness, your magnetic appearance.
Ooh, I love that. I love that because, and that's part of it, Sri, is that, you know, to really know the authenticity of the true self is to say, yes, I am ready to be seen from my soul. Because, you know, so often we live in a world right now, especially in the third dimension, where the superficiality basically diminishes the blessing of the soul.
Well, it does. It everything in Hollywood and sitcoms and the political theater out there are all based upon entertainment and charismatic personality perversions, really.
Well, the superficial visibility, right?
Right. And
which I think forces people into closets instead of brings them out.
It does. And I know as a child growing up, TV and then the TV generation and Ozzie and Harriet and Leave It to Beaver and all these shows.
He's dating himself, guys.
However, what it taught me was I didn't live that way. I began to, as a kid, I really thought there were two worlds. There was the inside self, and then there was the show that you put on for the public.
Well, I think that starts with our parents, doesn't it? It's well, like I, you make sure that they that you put on your thank yous and your pleases and
yeah,
your good
you behave,
clothes.
And don't let them see who you really are.
Exactly.
You
know?
So I certainly learned that at an early age that I had to put on a show and cultivate a personality. And then I had to spend many years unwinding that later. However, what I really think is important for people to wrap around is that your personality is like a car. Mm. It's something you drive when you need to be in the jungle of other personalities. Otherwise, we don't need it. Your soul has all the wisdom and all the charisma that is required to live a meaningful life.
Mm.
However, the outer world has certain norms, and a lot of those norms demand that we put on a little bit of a tougher skin at times.
Well, you know,
and get on through it.
It's so true. And, you know, speaking of putting on a tougher skin, we have all these amazing callers holding. We're going to get to you. We also have people that have been writing us. And remember, you can send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com. And we have an email here that I'd like to share and discuss. And so we have a beautiful email that came in, and I'll just read it out loud. Beloved Shri and Kira, I was wondering if you could offer some guidance in these very auspicious moments. My compass keeps pointing due north, but I'm a little hesitant about making the move to Northern California, the Bay Area near San Fran. A job opportunity has presented itself in Palo Alto, which is relatively close to San Francisco, but the cost of living in the Bay Area would scare anyone who is cautious like me quicker than one can say jump. I'm literally on the fence, and I keep asking for guidance from my higher self, but all I keep hearing are mixed messages, which are really not helping in making the right decision. Hopefully you can offer some guidance, beloved one. Streams of love, Daniel. Well, Daniel, thank you, beloved angel, truly, for sharing this question. And, you know, I'm really enjoying that your question arrived to us today, because really what you're saying is I'm ready to live my authentic life, and yet there's all these other aspects that are calling me back, right? And one of them is fear, and of course, abundance, and the way that we're compensated is a huge piece of our entire process of growth, isn't it? So I'm not surprised at all this is in front of you, especially as we're in this very momentous period right now. I mean, very auspicious, as you mentioned, indeed. Here's what I can share with you, Angel, that the job opportunity needs to be really solid, that this needs to be more than an opportunity. Is this something you can count on? Is this really solid? Can you get really solid responses around this job? The other thing I keep hearing is a house share, that there's some type of a house share situation for you that would make everything make sense. And I'm hearing that that's something you should investigate. Yet, here's the other piece, my angel. Everything around you has this big word coming up, and it's like in huge bold letters, and it says discern, 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 that all of this is presenting not because of your capacity or incapacity to make money. It's not about that. It's about discerning where you want to live, who you want to live with, how you want to be seen in the world, and what you would like to do for a living. That if you use your discernment and come from your highest self, all of this will just kind of smooth out and expand. Quite frankly, you have a huge expansion spot in front of you. The next 30 days for you, huge, 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 huge. I mean, life's transforming, huge. So just kind of be looking at your questions, looking at your discernment, and allow the next 30 days to roll it all together. And it's funny, at the end of 30 days from now, I see you like a rocket going across the sky, like a comet. And
yeah,
so there it is.
There's
so,
an image.
So Comet Daniel.
There
all right. Know. So thank you, Angel. Thank you for writing in. And remember, those of you, you can always send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, Kira, we have a variety of callers holding.
We do. And we have so much to talk about.
So why don't we take a couple more calls first?
Let's do that.
And we'll go to line three and say hello to Maria from Portugal.
Oh, namaste, beloved Maria. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, beloved Sri and Kira. I love your work. Thank you so much. I finished my PhD, as you told me, 3 months ago. And now I am a little fiercely of leaving the closet, and I don't know why I am prone to see videos about dogs and cats rescues. I don't know what is the meaning of this, because it's touching my love about animals, but I don't know what this means. Mm. Can you please tell me about this? Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, my angel. And first of all, just feel my heart and Shri's heart reaching out and wrapping around you with so much love and appreciation. You are carrying such a frequency. It's interesting. What I'm seeing are all of these amazing creatures. I mean, dogs, cats, mythical creatures. I'm seeing unicorns, and I'm seeing like winged birds, but they're very ethereal, and all of these other beautiful, beautiful creatures around you. And what I'm hearing is that igniting within you now is the stream of unconditional love that will take you to the next level and free you from the bonds of the density fears, and that these representative energies coming into you from dogs and cats and everything are the reminder that you are this unconditional love, and that the more that you bring this to yourself and to everything that you're doing, the faster you're going to start seeing almost, I guess the word I have to give you is exponential expansion. That it's like your inner, which is so beautiful, is ready to expand through the outer in a way that's going to even surprise you. And they're saying, reach out, smile, love everything you see and everyone you see. You do not need to approve it. Just love it and watch it grow. And so it is, my angel. What a blessing you are. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Much Namaste, beloved.
Love.
Well, beautiful indeed. You know, I'm just in delight. All of our callers are so heart-centered. And
so
calling
beautiful.
In from such a wide variety of locations.
And, you know, I know the lines are full, but every time we hang up with someone, that's your chance to try and call in and get in the queue.
Absolutely. Let's take line four. We'll say hi to Julie from Washington.
Namaste, beloved. Welcome.
Namaste. I'm so happy to be on the line with you both. I send you so much love.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love all the things that you've said, and it's such a powerful topic. It feels like the thing that's been holding me back is hiding, and my fear of being seen. And what my deep desire really is not just to be seen, but to shine. Like Shri said, to show up as the light of my soul. So I'd like a soul reading. My question is, how can I let go of that part of me that's so attached to hiding and that's so attached to other people's, especially my family's, judgments, fears, doubts, and skepticism? My personality fear that if I'm being bigger than they are, really of allowing myself to be big in ways that they don't and haven't allowed themselves.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to throw my arms around you. Just feel my arms around you, hugging you right now, and loving you and appreciating you, because what you're really saying is, I'm ready to be free from my partners in pain, and I'm ready to be. And what that means is you're at a watershed moment, Julie. You're at that moment of, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And that's what Archangel Zadkiel, who came in right next to you, big, large, violet, and gorgeous, came in beside you, and he's like, just use this. And he's handing you the mantra of self-ascension. And he's saying, every time you feel fear, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. But it's very important for you to not be dissuaded nor influenced. Zadkiel saying, call on me, call out loud, Zadkiel, if you need to, and together we will smile, dance, and lift through this illusion. And that the more that you love yourself and the more that you realize you are whole, the other thing that I just keep hearing is, I am whole, I am complete, the faster you will transform and fly. And they're saying 2 months. Once you can hold on, like give yourself the self-imposed courage for 2 months to move through this, once you're on the other side of it, about 2 months later, the ones that are judging you are going to come back and go, wow, you're really happy. Now, how can we get some of that? But you're going to have a 2 month window where they're almost testing you. So that's what you have to be prepared for, is about a 2 month window. And you have the power, you have the courage, you have the archangelic support. You are here, you are ready, you are open, and I know you are guided, Julie. Thank you for asking. Namaste, beloved one.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Many blessings.
Well, you know, there is a common theme that we all must face, and that is to confront our own resistance to being seen.
Well, and you know, I really love Julie's transparency.
Yep.
Because the fact that she could say, look, here it is. I mean, I was that's why I was just reaching out and holding and hugging her, as I do with all of our bar none most amazing. I mean, I know I'm a broken record, but you guys are amazing, bar none, the most amazing audience on the planet. And that's because of the willingness to say, enough. I recognize what's going on. I see what I'm doing, and I'm ready. I'm ready to stand forward.
Well,
you know?
And her ability to talk about it, she very clearly outlined, well, here's the pitfalls, and here's what I've seen, and here's what I want.
Exactly.
Okay, well,
don't we love that clarity?
Well, that clarity is what will carry you through the little ephemeral fears.
Well, that's a naked truth freedom experience if I've ever heard of one.
Because the one thing I know about fear, it's worse at the beginning than it is when you actually start moving.
Well, and remember that fear is an anticipation. You know, we have to remember that fear is not real.
No,
fear is not real. It's just an anticipation. Fear is saying the what if. It's the ultimate, it's like Russian roulette with your life.
Well, it's, you know, I like scientific, sci-fi, sci-fi kind of imagery. You know, fear is like some sort of Klingon force field that has been projected around you. And all of a sudden you're going, oh
I can't get
I
no
can't,
power.
I can't make
I'm giving
it.
Y'all
There's
I got.
Something wrong. And all it is some illusionary force field that has startled you.
Well, indeed.
And so here's the catch. It's not only the catch, it's a good catch.
Okay, it's a good catch.
Your fear will carry you to your heart.
Ooh, I love
your
that.
Your fear will carry you to your soul.
And your fear will carry you to your abundant nature if you're able to not let it control you.
The key is to lean into the fear. The key is to bring your open-heartedness to yourself, to your own inner child who's frightened, and to say, okay, I'm going to pause. I'm going to acknowledge that I'm feeling hesitant. I'm feeling anxiety. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling fearful. And whatever is your experience, I'm going to acknowledge that. And now I'm going to take a deep breath, and I'm going to call on my angels. I'm going to call on my higher truth.
Oh, I love that.
And I'm going to breathe into that aspect of me. And I'm just going to smile at this fear.
You know, I love that, Sri, because that's what ignites our sacred spiritual alchemical abilities.
Absolutely. And when we're able to bring the light of consciousness and loving acceptance to what was a collapsing energy, it'll dissolve. It just melts. Fear is never real. What's real is your soul. What's real is that you have a lifetime of experience. What's real is if you come into present time and let go of anticipation and simply say, in this moment, I trust myself.
I love that.
In this moment, I trust myself. And you move into present time, all is well.
Well, you know, what's so amazing is that we limit ourselves.
Yep.
Each being is so much grander, so much more rich and amazing. You know, and I'm just using words of our realm, so to speak. But the reality is that you are this limitless, incredibly creative manifester that is so powerful and so masterful. You said, hey, send me down to the densest of the dense.
Send me to Earth.
Send me to Earth because I can take it.
There's a lot of people I can lend a hand to down there.
It's so true. It's so true. And yet, so often we limit ourselves because of so many other vast things. But when we dive into this naked truth freedom experience, what we're really saying is, I have the right to be. I am the in the knowing of my authenticity. And through my transparency, I have the blessing of enjoying because I am empowered in my sharing. I am free to express, and I express using the energy, the vast energy of the limitless universe to be in my heart. Because whenever we share through the heart, now this does not say trample on my heart, guys, big difference. When we share through the heart and we allow the ascended presence to speak through us, we are always guided and we are always protected.
Your authenticity, your soul's energy is always lovable. That's really the thing to remember. It's your personality. It's your wounded side that has the doubts. But your soul, your heart, your higher wisdom is always lovable and always welcomed.
That's true.
And
that's
so
true.
As we begin to make more space for our authenticity, to make more room to be the truth of who we are, then the congruence, meaning the ability to share from that place, it makes us more attractive and makes us makes our life begin to click in a more meaningful, harmonious way. And so I know these are just words. However, I'm offering these words to you as a form of encouragement. Do your spiritual practices. Put your post-it notes up on the mirror. Remind yourself of who you are and where you want to go.
And you know, hey, why not? Jump on, go to sriankira.com, click right there on the homepage, and just click on Ignite Your Ascended Abundance. You can't miss it. It's right there. And join us. Join us in May and ignite these sacred spiritual alchemical processes that will bring you to an extraordinary, I mean, extraordinary co-creative process. Two sessions in May, $22. Join us. Just join us. And you know, Sri, we have so many people joining us online and on the phone lines right now. Why don't we say hi?
Absolutely. Let's head over to line 5 and say hello to Carrie from Minnesota.
Namaste, Carrie. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
I have to laugh because every time somebody says that when I listen to the radio show, it makes me laugh, and I just said it myself. Okay, so I'm in the process of taking a lot of action in my life. I just became a Miracle team member. I mean, just within the last, I don't know, 14 hours, 13 hours. I'm taking the Inner Matrix course. I've been taking all of your courses and listening to all the archived radio shows. And I have to say, this is the third time around for me. I connected with the both of you years ago and then came back about 5 years ago. And now I'm back again, you know, and each time the lessons speak to me in a different way. So I've taken action on, I put in my resignation as a school counselor effective the end of this school year. I'm moving. I'm going to stay at my parents' lake home for the summer until, you know, I'm directed to go a different course. I've been writing books that I've put on the wayside for years. Going to do cosmic life regression. When I took the course, it's like, oh yes, I have done this before. So I've started a website with that, and haven't dated in over 4 years, and took action to sign up on a dating website. And I'm just wondering if you could give me a mini soul reading about this period for me, if there's anything that I need to know.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Sri and I are sitting here applauding. Smiling. I mean, it's like, yay, I'm clapping because you, my angel, are really, you're modeling everything that's the
you're
energy of the
action.
Moment. You really are. And so the first thing that I want to share with you is as you were speaking, all I saw were all of these beautiful, I mean, beautiful beings, both masculine and feminine, in these gorgeous clothes, and they're all dancing around you at the lake house, by the way. That is a really good step for you. It's like you're going to be spending the summer dancing, and that this creative energy, which is what it's really showing, this creative flow, this harnessing of I'm getting serious about finally putting myself first, is going to manifest by September into literally a whole new life for you. And they're saying, step into the creative flow. The dance has begun. The partners, plural, are coming. And they just keep saying, and everything else is gone now. The new life, it's like you've called in this new life. You've set it in motion. Keep going and just prepare for the magic. You know, if as long as you allow in this magic and you already have, it's going to get even more amazing, Carrie. And so that's what they want you to hear is dance, dance through the summer, keep writing. Oh my goodness. And keep moving forward with everything you're talking about because it's your time. You've done the work and it's your time. And so it is. Yay. We're just clapping for you.
Oh, thank you so much. And namaste.
Namaste, Angel. Namaste. Make sure you stay connected and let us know. Or join us in the back room at the Miracle Team. Do some blogging with us.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Woo! Well, you know, Sri, let's say hi to somebody else. We have so many people holding.
Well, absolutely. We can jump to line one and say hi to Mary from North Carolina.
Hey, Mary. Namaste.
Namaste, guys. How are you doing?
Well, we are doing awesome. It's good to hear you.
Yay. Good, good, good. Awesome to hear you guys as well. Well, I thought I wanted to do a mini soul room, but I think, like, you guys have answered so many of my questions already, and I was especially listening to all of, you know, the rest of our soul family on the line. So, pretty much, I mean, hey. The only thing I could say, like I said, Sri kind of answered it. It was just, you know, trusting yourself and staying in the moment. And then you answered it as far as what fear really is, which is basically anticipation, because, you know, that was pretty much going to be it for me. Like, I've been feeling as I open up and I heal and so much has been revealed to me, you know, that naked truth, you know, myself and everybody else and everything else is just being divine and, you know, seeing that and, you know, trying to come back into wholeness. Not all of it's been pretty, obviously, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you have that ego kind of wound up around everything in your life. So when you untangle that, it's, you know, you have to look at a lot of things. And that was going to be my question as far as, like, you know, how do you get past feeling vulnerable of the fear of anticipation about after you fully open and healed your heart and grown and know the naked truth? How do you, embrace it and go forward without fear of it happening again? Yeah, I guess, you know.
Well, Mary, I'm glad you asked. I'm really, really glad you asked, Angel, because you're asking for more than just yourself. There are a lot of people listening right now that you're asking this question for, honey. And so I'm really grateful. I will share this with you. The entire time, from the minute you started talking, this, it was almost like a rope. And I was watching it tie around you. And it was interesting. It was like it was choking your breath, but it wasn't so much on your fifth chakra as much as it was on your diaphragm. And the rope was made up of letters. And the letters, as I was watching them, were D-O-U-B-T, doubt. That there is a rope of doubt that is trying to choke you. And that it is literally, it is not real. It's like it was placed by somebody else. It's like it's a hangover energy of somebody else's voice that tries to get inside your head and make you think that you can't or you shouldn't or what you're doing isn't going to work. And all they're saying is remove this rope of doubt. It is not yours to carry, and breathe once more the freedom of your divinity as you begin to ignite the wings of the angel that will carry you forward. And so it is, my love. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, my angel.
Many blessings indeed. And, you know, she brought up a good point that I want to paraphrase for all of us here, because each of us in our own way is discovering how to trust ourselves more, to be more who we really are, mm-hmm. to have a richer, fuller life, to allow ourselves to be seen and to be safe. And those things are not absolutes. And that's the message that I want to offer you now, is to be healed enough to take some risk, to be healed enough to be a little more transparent, to be good enough to step out and show your talents, to recognize that I am enough in this moment.
That's it, guys. I am enough in this moment.
It's not to say I'm absolutely perfect, can't ever get better.
if you're in a body, it can always get better.
That's right. We are an ever-refining spiral. Everything is a spiral. So if you just say in this moment, I am enough.
Woohoo!
And, you know, I had a teacher one time who said to me, hey, if the minimum wasn't good enough, it wouldn't
be the minimum.
It wouldn't be the minimum. So there's this perfectionistic.
That's like the last minute, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's like this part of us that says, oh, I don't know. It's just not quite good enough.
Exactly.
No, it's good enough.
It's good enough.
Get started with it. Start where you are and it'll get gooder over time.
I hope you guys are laughing with us because truly you are enough right now in this moment. It is so true.
Absolutely. And so, beloveds, we have time to pop over to the phone lines again, but I just wanted to first remind you that you are enough, that you are lovable and have love to give. And so it's important to always anchor in the authenticity of your soul's energy before making any critical decisions.
For sure, because from there, the emotionality kind of subsides. You know, there's always that thing about not taking the decisions when you're in that emotional space, right? You don't ever want to do that.
Well, we don't want to perpetuate lower consciousness. And what I mean by that is each of us kind of lives on a sliding scale. There's times when we're really clicking and we're in touch with our heart and our divine wisdom and we're doing really well. And there's other times when we're sort of at the bottom of the bucket wishing we had a better connection and offering up secondhand ideas.
Well, you know what? I love the fact that we have great connections and we have a few minutes left in the show. Let's try to dive in and grab a few more callers. Let's go to line two and say hi to Diana from Texas. Namaste, Diana.
Namaste. Thank you both again for taking my call. It's just such a blessing to speak to both of you.
Thank you.
I just had a quick question for the both of you. You know, this time it's been the energies have been very intense. My question, and maybe this could also help some of the other listeners out there too, is that sometimes in meditation or while I'm about to fall asleep, the room will kind of just fill up with different types of light, the colored lights, and I'll feel sensation on my face and my head as if I'm having, it kind of feels weird.
Are you there, honey?
That happens. Yes, hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Keep going.
Yes, I was just saying that during meditation sometimes that the room will fill in with light and I'll feel that somebody or I feel the presence of beings that are kind of touching my face and moving it around. So I just wanted to check with you guys about that, if anybody else could maybe relate to that.
Well, I love that you're asking and thank you. Thank you so much. Two things I want to share with you. The first thing is to make sure that during that experience you are feeling only love and only support. If you are feeling anything less than that, it is important for you to command that only the highest join you in your meditation. So that's the first thing. Although I'm not sensing anything non-benevolent around you, the other piece is that you are being invited to learn how to transit dimensions. There are some really beautiful fifth dimensional soul family members. I'm seeing mother, I'm seeing sister, I'm seeing brother, I'm seeing many others that are around you, friends, loved ones, that are wanting you to know that they are with you to support you on your journey because you asked them to be here when you got to this stage in your awakening. So what you can do in your more conscious moments, and I would suggest perhaps journaling about this, would be to bring a pen to paper and say, I know you are here, I love you, and I am open to receive you now. And then just keep writing and hear what they have to say. And the best way for you to do that is going to be with spontaneous or automatic writing. And so thank you for bringing this up, because for many people that window between the dimensions has gotten very, very thin. And it's important to start learning how to communicate in a healthy manner that is not invasive and feels supportive. And so thank you so much, Angel, for bringing this up, and let your journey be beautiful. It already is, but it's going to get even more beautiful. Namaste.
Thank you both. Namaste.
Namaste.
Many blessings indeed. You know, one thing this reminds me is we do have dominion, and it's important that we have spiritual and psychic boundaries as well as emotional boundaries. And to simply say only love is allowed here, only those of the highest are allowed close to me, and to have that level of clear declaration helps clear the space around you so that it is indeed supportive of your higher expression, because your authenticity, your congruence, and your transparency.
Transparency.
Yeah, I just got an accent. Your transparency is beautiful, darling.
Oh, darling, I love it.
Anyway, transparency is what the North American version of that. Your authenticity, your congruence, and your transparency are truly the elements that lead you to your soul and allow the soul to express into the world that you're interacting in. So, authenticity, be your soul. Congruence, be willing to let the inside come to the outside. And transparency, meaning be willing to share.
I love it. And I love that every single week we have the blessing of sharing with you. And before we go this week, we invite you once more, go to shreeandkira.com, click on Ignite Your Ascended Abundance, learn, join, be with us in May, two great classes. And until we have the blessing of sharing and being with you again next week, may your heart feel our heart wrapped around you with divine appreciation and transparency, knowing that you are the blessing of the divine in form, and you are enough right now.
We'll see you next week. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.